Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
France has decreed, or at least Macron, President of France, supported by the lower house of the French government, have decreed that health workers have to be vaccinated by the 15th of September. And the French population, if they want to go to venues like large malls, restaurants, theaters, I believe there's outdoor events included as well, they will have to be fully vaccinated or provide proof of a negative COVID test. So joining us on the program is Alan Cross, broadcaster, writer, public speaker, consultant. His podcast is just fantastic, The Ongoing History of New Music, and a new book to be released in September, The Science of Song: How and Why We Make Music. How are you, Alan?
I'm good. The Clapton thing has got me kind of confused, but you know, we can go deeper into that.
Please, tell us why.
Well, he had two jabs of the AstraZeneca shot, and there is evidence that some people will have an adverse neurological reaction to it if you have at some time been in your life a raging alcoholic. That was the case with Eric Clapton. So he says that he cannot play the guitar the way he used to because of the side effects that came from AstraZeneca. And as a result of his side effects, he believes that the whole thing is awful and terrible. And that he's actually got a friend whispering in his ear. This friend is Robin Monetti. He is an Italian guy, an architect and film producer. And he is apparently a very strong anti-vaxxer. So when Eric started talking about his problems, he obviously had a chat with his friend, Mr. Minotti, and he said, well, of course you're having problems because A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There you go.
And this isn't the first time for Eric Clapton. He and Van Morrison wrote a song together, did they not?
Well, Van Morrison came out earlier this year with an entire lockdown, anti-lockdown album with a series of songs that said that, you know, you're sheep, the government is intruding in our lives, it's ruining the economy, you know, why are these lockdowns happening, et cetera. I mean, I don't know if they came out as anti-vax, but they certainly came out as what me worry, or why are you bothering to worry because everything's fine. You know, I don't understand this. I mean, we saw it in the United States where everybody just suddenly one day decided that, yay, it's over, we can throw away our masks. And I remember watching this thinking, this seems to be, you know, George Bush and the aircraft carrier declaring mission accomplished again. Same kind of thing with the UK. Everybody had some big celebrations, and now Boris Johnson said that all kinds of music festivals and outdoor events could start up again on June the 21st. And, well, look what happened there. And now, I guess it was last Monday, where they said, well, we're just going to have to soldier through. So I'm so confused as to these varying responses.
Yeah, there's there's a huge amount of mixed messaging going on. It seems to be almost the message of the day at times.
It does. And, you know, just because you're famous, like Eric Clapton, you know, how in that does that make you an authority on this sort of thing? So it's, you know, and again, considering the issues that he's had in his past, I mean, he was a heroin addict for a very long time. He was a hardcore alcoholic for a very hard time. This man is 76 years old. He's lived a very hard rock and roll life. You would expect that even without, at 76, you're going to end up getting, you know, feeling the effects of your rock and roll lifestyle, don't you think?
Yeah, I do. Do you think there's going to be much in the way of the, I don't want to say copycat, but similar reactions and responses from people in the rock and roll environment?
We're starting to see a few. I mean, Ted Nugent's been going on and on and on about this for a very long time, calling this a hoax. And then he got sick for 10 days and almost put him out. And then he managed to recover and says, so, yeah, I took a bunch of vitamin D and ate some vegetables. Well, you know,
I'm with you.
I'm sorry I'm stuttering, because I just have no words for this. And it drives me absolutely crazy that people are willing to listen to celebrities and musicians and actors and whatever rather than certified medical professionals. There was a guy, there's a doctor that went on a viral this past week where he was talking to somebody who wasn't going to get the vaccine, and they went back and forth about who had the more valid information, the more proper information. And this guy was a truck driver. And he says, at the end of the argument, he says, well, doc, your opinion is just as valid as mine. And the answer is no.
No,
it's not. I went to school for 7 years to learn about this stuff. You're a truck driver. You're getting all your information on Facebook.
Yeah, you don't put the doctor into the 18-wheeler.
No. I saw another New Yorker cartoon. A guy stands up on a plane saying, I've lost confidence in the ability of the pilot to fly this plane. Who here wants me to fly the plane? Yeah. Everybody's putting up their hand.
Yeah. One more question for you, Alan, and I do appreciate the time. Always good talking to you. What's going to happen as far as concert schedules are concerned? Understanding what Boris Johnson has said and the concerns that are reemerging about this Delta variant, but what's going to happen as far as concerts and live performances are concerned?
Okay, we got to look at a couple of things. And the first thing is the difference in risk tolerance between the United States and Canada. The United States is going full steam ahead. Live Nation has announced that they're going to stage about 1,000 shows between now and the end of the year with a $20 all-in ticket. And these are our big bands. I mean, big bands like Kiss, for example, are part of this. They need to get people into the Live Nation-owned amphitheater. So $20 all-in, you're there. Here in Canada, it's like, we're going to be a little more careful. The Horseshoe in Toronto, for example, which has a capacity of 450 people, had an event, their first event since the pandemic, on Friday night. They could sell a maximum of 90 tickets. Everybody was seated at a table 6 feet apart, and the front tables were 9 feet away from the stage. And we're going to see a few more, socially. There's a series of concerts coming up in Burrells Creek, north of Toronto. Again, limited capacity, social distancing involved. We do have a number of shows, probably close to, I'm going to guess, between 75 and 90 shows scheduled for various places across Canada, major venues, between now and the end of the year. And that will be limited capacity with, masking and all the rest of it. Meanwhile, in the United States, they're going full steam ahead. In the UK, there was a show, a big festival this weekend with 40,000 people. So I think what's going to happen is we're going to be watching this all very, very closely, and we Canadians will make our decisions based on the UK and US experiments. I would not, however, expect things to be much, normal, much resembling normal until summer 2022.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.